the Praying Wife podcast. I am your host, Corinne Cash, and it is, as always, a pleasure to be with you today. I am excited about today's episode. Today, I am going to be speaking directly to all of the wives, so all of my praying wives. This episode especially is for you because today we are going to be talking about the importance of intercessory prayer, the power of intercession, and more specifically, praying over our husband's success. And so when we talk about intercessory prayer, we have to understand that intercessory prayer is simply a form of prayer where one person, and in this case, we are petitioning on behalf of someone else. And in our case today, we are talking about our spouses. And it's not only just praying for our husband's success, but for his well-being, for his spiritual growth, for his direction. And so when we look at the Bible and the Bible urges us, the first reference I would quote is 1 Timothy 2:1, which says, you know, that I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people, to ask God to help them, to intercede on their behalf, and to give thanks for them. And then in James 5:16, it says to confess your sins to each other and to pray for each other so that you may be healed. And this is where we find the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. And so the Bible instructs us to pray for one another, to intercede on each other's behalf. And so as a wife, it is so very important to foster the spiritual unity between you and your spouse. And you can do this by way of intercessory prayer. And so when we talk about, you know, what are some of the ways that we can truly support our husbands through this medium of prayer? There are so many different areas in our husbands' lives that we can talk about or that we can pray over. And the first one could be his career. Looking at, you know, what it is he's aspiring to do, praying for job opportunities, praying for professional growth, praying for success in his chosen field, praying that God would direct him into his purpose, for him not to just have, you know, a 9-to-5 job. Yes, it's important that our spouses provide for us, but I think it's even more important that we know and we pray for our husband to fulfill his God-given purpose that God has called him here to do. So lifting that up in prayer. Another area that we can support our husband through prayer is over his health. Just his physical health, mental, emotional, especially during the time of illness. And I think, you know, when our husbands or any loved one really is sick, I believe that, you know, it's for most of us, it's second nature, right? That we bring our petitions before the Lord. But even in times when he's doing well physically, he may be going through an emotional battle. You know, our husbands are, you know, dealing with life, and there's so many pressures on men today. And if your husband is out in a field or he's still going out to work, there's a lot of pressure that's on him to perform, to do the best that he can do so that he can provide. And so it's so very important that we lift up our husband in prayer in this area, not just be, you know, I don't want to say a nag, but in some instances we can be a nag if we've been asking him, let's say, to do something or maybe change career paths or anything like that. It's important that we cover him mentally, that we cover our husbands emotionally. You have no idea what your husband may have gone through today when he walks back in the door from a long day of work, or what he had to endure. Maybe he was on the phone or something with family members. There's a lot of things that happen during the course of a day, during a week, during a month. And there's a lot of things that our husbands may have on their mind. So it's very important for us to pray for their mental health, for their emotional stability, in addition to, you know, physical health and making sure that he's strong, and, you know, especially in times if he may be sick, and covering him, but covering his entire health, physical, mental, and emotional is important. Another area that we can support our husband and petition and intercessory prayer for him is for his personal growth, for his development. You know, we're all still growing as individuals. And so it's important that we continue to pray that our husbands will continue to be the men of God, that man that God has called him to be, who God has predestined him to be, that he will continue to perfect whatever craft it is that God has given him, that he would, you know, find new interests or get rid of old habits. You know, it's all a part of growing. And when he starts to experience different things, as we all do as we get older, that his path would not leave from the path of Christ. And so it's important that we pray over his personal growth, that we pray for wisdom, that we pray for discernment over our spouse, that we pray for strength to overcome challenges, for strength to pursue goals, for strength to, you know, make those hard choices that have to be made, praying for his strength overall. And again, this is one we kind of touched on when it came to the health, but his emotional well-being, that our husbands would be comforted even in the times when we're not there, in moments where we may be so wrapped up in our own, you know, to-do list or taking care of the kids that we don't see in the moment when our husbands would really need that comfort, but praying that the comfort is there, that the encouragement is there. And even with that, as I say that, you know, asking God to help us to be aware, to be aware of when our husband needs us the most, when he needs us in specific areas. You know, we may feel like he did something that really disappointed you, or you just didn't understand why he would do this, but we would get so caught up in being upset that sometimes we may neglect or forget to take a step back and really think about what our husbands must be going through. And then to take that a step further into intercessory prayer and praying, God, I pray for my husband's encouragement. I pray for his strength. I pray whatever is going on in his mind, whatever is troubling him, whatever, you know, caused him to make a bad decision, whatever it is, taking that to God in prayer and truly covering our husbands. You know, when we were created, God created us as a helpmeet to our spouse. He created Adam first, and he realized out of all of the animals, there was no one suitable to pray, to help. Now, people would say he didn't say pray, but he said it was not a suitable help for him. The best way we can help our spouse, and this is one thing that we cannot neglect, and it's one reason why we pay such big attention and detail here at The Praying Wife to offering prayers. You'll notice that in a lot of episodes, at least I try once a month or once every 2 months to have one that's just focused solely on prayer, because prayer is so vital. It changes things. It has the ability to reach into places and spaces that we cannot physically touch. It transcends our understanding. It allows our heart to be surrendered to God, but even broken to the place where even if it's praying for our enemy or praying for anything else, we're in a humble state and we're able to break chains and do things on our knees in prayer more than and more effective than when we try to do things on our own. So it's so very important, again, that we live this lifestyle of prayer, that it's not just something we do on a Sunday or a Saturday when we go to church. It's not just something that we talk about, but it's something that we practice day in and day out. And it starts at home. It starts with us covering the very people that's in the household with us. It starts with us covering our spouse, covering ourselves, covering our children, covering our home, making sure that the Spirit of God is first and foremost in our lives. And so when we talk about, you know, prayer and wanting to be effective, there's some practical strategies. Anytime when we're talking about being effective with prayer, and the first thing is intentionality. Now that word we say all the time, especially when we meet together as a group, our refresher prayer group, we say this word all the time, intentionality. It's so important. It is crucial. that when we pray with purpose, we pray with an intentionality, that we focus on specific areas where we're looking for change, where we're desiring to see growth, where we're desiring to see success or healing. It's very important to be specific and intentional, and not just intentional about the things that we are praying for, but intentional about the time that we set aside to pray for these things. If we are not intentional about, okay, when I wake up in the morning, first thing before I do anything else, I'm going to go before the Father in prayer. Or the very first thing I do when I get off of work and I am back at home and I'm going to find that quiet place and I'm going to dedicate this time. Whatever it takes, if it takes you putting it on the calendar, something where it's an intentional, this is my time, where you're taking time aside and you're going before the Father to lift up and to do the intercessory prayer. And so we have to be intentional. That's the first strategy, I would call it, to be effective. The second thing is consistency. Now, this goes kind of hand in hand with intentionality, but it's so important that we are consistent in prayer, that we establish that regular routine, that we make it a priority in our daily lives to be women of prayer. If we are not intentional, we cannot be consistent. And so consistency requires intentionality, which is why I said they go hand in hand. So finding that time and purposing in your heart that this is will be the time or the space or the whatever it is, the where, the when, the how, that you are going to pray every single day to cover your spouse and to cover your home. And the third strategy, I would say, is having faith. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's so important that we have faith in the fact that God is able, he's more than able to do what we're asking him to do. And along with faith, we have to trust in God's plans and his timing. We have to trust and have faith that he hears us, that he answers prayers, and he answers them according to his will. Not according to our will, not according to our wants, not according to our timing. But God hears and answers prayers according to his will and on his timing. And it's our job to have the faith and the trust to trust in his timing, knowing that he knows best. When he says an answer, when he responds, it's going to be in the perfect time. And a lot of times I think we struggle with that, because when we're going to God in prayer, it's usually for like an immediate need. Like we want to see a change right now, you know, or tonight or next week. But we have to remember that God sees things that we cannot. God is the Alpha and the Omega. He's been to the end. He already knows what's going to happen to us tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen in 5 minutes. He knows what will happen if he gives you that BMW brand new car that you're asking for right now. He knows what will happen, you know, if you're, let's say you're single and you're asking God for a husband. He knows exactly when it's a right time to give us the things that we want, comma, once it lines up with his will. And this is the second part of being effective in prayer and having that faith, is one, yes, understanding God's timing is perfect, but also understand that he will give us what we need. And sometimes what we need is opposite to what we want. And if we're not careful, we can take God's no to something we're asking for as a he is not able, as in he doesn't have the ability to do it, or is that he is a mean God or a mean father who just wants to punish us or not answer us. And that is not the case at all. He loves us so much that even against what we think is best, he will withhold. He will take his time. And I'm just going to take my time to teach her a lesson, but it's, oh, I know exactly what she wants and what she needs, and I'm going to give it to her because I love her that much. And so we have to have the faith and to trust his will and his timing. And then another strategy, and this is so important too, and I think sometimes we forget this, is the gratitude and the praise behind the prayer. where we're incorporating praise into our prayers. You know, I think after I kind of got this revelation, every time I pray, I think I say a thank you more than anything else, because I understand that he hears me. And once I am praying in accordance to his will, and we know what his will is just by reading his word, once I am doing that, I know that he will respond. So in faith, in advance, I'm thanking him for what he's already done. And I got examples from Jesus Christ when he was on the earth, you know, even before the miracles, when he broke the bread with the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he thanked God for it. He didn't even like ask, "Hey, can you please make sure that this, you know, is enough to feed the 5,000?" He thanked him in advance because he already knew. And he's calling for us to get to that place where it's not a maybe, can you possibly, but it's, "God, you know what? I thank you. I thank you for doing this." Knowing, as we talked about, the willing and the will and the timing, knowing that he will perfect it in his will. So, "God, I thank you. I may not see it tonight. I may not see it next week. I might not see it for 10 years. But God, I thank you because your promises are yes and amen. Your word will not return to you void." And so as we are praying, remembering and acknowledging his faithfulness, his goodness, how he came through for you before, and knowing that he will continue to come through for you because he is a consistent, loving God. And so it's very important, again, that we understand the importance of intercessory prayer, where we're praying for our spouse. This particular episode is dedicated just for our spouse, but this applies to anyone, to everyone. And I would encourage you and even remind us that we are to pray for our enemies, that we are to love those who persecute us, to love those who wrongfully talk about us, right? Who misuse us, who all of this, God is telling us to pray for them. And when you get yourself to the place where you are interceding, you're going before the throne on behalf of someone else, friend or foe, you have a different heart towards that person. And that's why this works so well with people you, I would say, don't like, you would consider an enemy, or we'll call them a foe. And even more so, your spouse, especially in times when you're not in on the best terms. So if you want to find a way to quickly, you know, help yourself to get over something that your husband did or your husband said, intercede for him at the Father's throne. And I promise you, you will feel an immediate change in your heart, because it's very difficult to earnestly intercede on behalf of someone and you still feel grudges and you still feel different things towards them. It's very difficult to do that. There's an immediate sense of calm. There's an immediate shifting of our emotions when we can get outside of ourselves and say, "God, I thank you for this person. God, I pray for their purpose. I pray over them. I pray right now, God, that they will see themselves through your eyes. I pray that you would forgive them from all wrongdoing. God, I pray right now over their hearts. I come against any attacks over them, any ill-spoken words." That one now will get you. Because when you start praying against people who are plotting against them, you got to be careful, because you might be praying against yourself. And so, again, it immediately changes your demeanor, your posture towards this person when you can stand in the gap and intercede for them. And so, we have to remember, because, you know, sometimes we can get so complacent, we can get so used to being with our spouse, we can get so familiar. That's the word. We can get familiar. And we know that this, they said, familiarity breeds contempt, and it's true. And so we should love our spouses, yes. We should make sure that they're our best friends, yes. But try your best not to get so familiar with them that you neglect to pray and to intercede for them. Interceding and praying is not just for us. It's not just for our children. It's not just for our church mates or friends or family. It's for our spouse as well. And he needs it the most. So be sure every morning you're praying over your husband. Pray, you know, I have this diagram in my prayer closet, of a man, and there's different parts and different areas that you can pray for. And it's a really helpful tool where you're praying over his mind, that he has the mind of Christ, and you're praying over his eyes, that he'll see you as God sees you, that he will have, you know, eyes for no other woman but you, and he will see and walk into his purpose, and he will walk by faith and not by sight. And you pray over his ears, that he will hear the sounds and the voices from heaven, that he will hear what God is saying to him. And you pray for his mouth, that he will only utter good things, things that are noble and trustworthy and righteous and lovely and of good report, and that, you know, God will continue to bless his words, and that he will edify, and that he will speak life over you and your family. And you pray over his arms and his hands, that God would allow him to use it for his glory, and that he will not cause harm to you or your family or himself. You pray over his heart, that he will have a heart for Christ, that he will be led by Christ. You can pray over his legs, that he will walk into the places God has him to, that God will keep him from places he should not be. You know, it's just completely, just think about your husband's entire body and pray over all of the different parts that he has. And in addition to that, you know, as we covered, praying for his health, physically, emotionally, mentally, praying also for his career, for his job, the things that he wants to do, for his professional growth, for his success. I pray the prayer of Jabez all the time over my husband, over our family, that God would enlarge my husband's territory, that he will keep him from evil, that, you know, and that prayer is so powerful. Praying over our husband's personal growth, not just professionally as well, making sure that he always has a spirit of wisdom and discernment, and he can pursue his goals and overcome challenges, and praying just over his overall emotional well-being, of his heart, over his mind, over his spirit. It's so important, and it will bind your marriage together. It's the glue that will keep your marriage vibrant. If you're sitting wondering, you know, feeling like you guys have drifted apart or are drifting apart, ask yourself, when was the last time you prayed over, earnestly prayed over your husband and over yourself and over your marriage collectively? Three different prayers. When you pray over yourself, that's for you. When you pray for your husband, that's for him. And praying for your marriage, that God would intertwine your love with his love and bind you guys together with cords that couldn't be broken. And just ensuring that every day you're intentional about the time, about the place, about the how, the where, that you're going to pray over your husband. And you're consistent, where it's not just a once a week or once a month or every time I remember, but you're consistently praying, consistently being intentional. And then when you are praying, having the faith to believe and to trust that God will do what he says he will do, that God has not forsaken you, that he's not forgotten about you. And of course, giving him the praise that he deserves, giving him the gratitude that he desires and that he rightfully deserves. And so, ladies, my praying wives, this is all I wanted to encourage you guys with today in this episode, to remind you to be a prayer warrior, be an intercessor for your spouse. Be that helpmeet that he needs. Pray over him when he can't pray for himself. Even if your husband is not a believer, or your husband is not the type that will pray out loud, or, you know, pray for him. Pray in the areas where you think he's weak. This is where we can petition on behalf of our husbands and remind God, God, you created me to be a help for this man. That is my purpose. So as operating in the purpose you have given me, I bring these requests before you. I ask you to help my husband with the decisions that he has to make, and continue to pray over and to cover your spouse. And if you, at any point in time, if you need help with prayer, if you need a support, one, we meet again every Monday and Thursday. We do have a prayer meeting together where we intercede for each other as sisters, as wives, so that we can continue to keep each other accountable and lifted up. If at any point you want specific prayers, you are more than welcome to send us an email. to support@thepraingwife.com. If you want to visit the website and submit the form there, we always have a team that's ready, able, and willing to pray for you, to pray with you, and to stand in the gap for you. But remember, even when you reach out, even if it's not to us and you're reaching out to others around you, yet it's great to have others to pray for you, and especially in those times when you can't. But even more important, it's so vital that you yourself, that you open your own mouth and you speak and you pray over and you declare over, because there's power in your prayer. There's power in your declaration. So be sure to incorporate that if you have not started, or it has not been something you've been consistent or intentional about. Make today the first day of your steps to ongoing intercessory prayer for yourself, for your spouse, for your family. And I pray that God continues to bless you. I pray that God continues to keep you, that He builds your marriage up, that He solidifies your marriage, that He puts you on a firm foundation that cannot be shaken, in Jesus' name. Amen. And God bless.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Praying Wife Podcast. I do pray that you were blessed. Please remember that you are beautiful, you are powerful, you are made in the image of God, and you are loved. We will see you again next time.